Welcome to Off the Board. In this podcast, we sit down with key figures of the cornhole community to talk about current events, insights, and the future of this booming sport. Off the Board is hosted by Jaime Sanchez and myself, Raul Chavez, and is brought to you by Buffalo Boards. Hello, Buffalo Nation. Welcome to Off the Board podcast. My name is Raul, and I'm your host.
Hey, guys. I'm Jaime, and I'm your co-host, and we're here at the Buffalo headquarters.
So today we have a really special guest, Mr. John Spike Garcia. How you doing, John?
Doing fantastic. I appreciate you having me on.
John, I will say this probably will go down as one of my favorite podcasts, I can tell already. So, John, this is a little different podcast because this is a cornhole podcast, right? And so it will intertwine with cornhole. For the first segment, we're going to talk a little bit about why you're here, which is really special to us, okay? So we'll jump right into it. John, obviously you have the Lone Survivor Foundation symbol on you. So can you tell us a little bit about why you're here?
Well, first of all, appreciate the invite to come out and talk about the Lone Survivor Foundation and what we do as far as our mission, which is offering post-traumatic growth programs for combat veterans and their families.
Okay. So now, so you work with veterans full-time, correct?
That is correct.
Are you a veteran yourself?
I am. I am. I served for 26 years.
26 years. Wow, that's amazing. And thank you for your service.
Appreciate it.
Thank you. Thank you.
Yeah, no doubt. So what branch were you in?
I was 1st Active Duty Army for the first 3 years, and I was stationed in Germany for 2.5. And then the remaining 23 was in the Air Force.
Okay, the Air Force. Wow. Wow. So, Spike, let's talk a little bit about that. So, Mr. John Spike Garcia, can you give us a little background about that?
All right. Call sign in Air Force, your name. You're given the call sign, and you're stuck with it. So, hopefully you get a cool one because you don't have a choice. Well, volleyball, when you go and you smack the ball.
Right.
That's not how I got the call sign. That's not it. Not at all.
I was going to say, man, that's a complete difference.
Yeah, not even close. Not even close. It was actually we had a family day, and I was in a F-16 squadron with fighter jets, and worked in operations, and I had my dad and my two sisters out there, and I was introducing them to the commander, and saying, my commander, he's in charge of all the fighter pilots, he's in charge of all the enlisted, the jets and everything. And we're in the hallway just standing. And you could tell they started like going to the position of attention, and he was very charismatic. And he goes, "Do you call him Spike? Because we call him Spike." And they just busted out laughing. And I was like, "Wow, that's cool." But they never called me Spike. But that was it. After that, I was named.
It just stuck, huh?
It stuck.
It's funny how we get nicknames, right?
Yes.
I mean, they just happen out of the blue, right?
And it has to do because of my hair. Once I got that first haircut, then that's it. This is all this does now. So
26 years serving. Wow, that's a lifetime. I mean, it really is.
Yeah.
And so you're retired.
I retired from the Air Force, from the military, yes.
Okay. So let's go back a little bit. So coming back home, when did you come back home?
I retired in 2011 from the military.
Okay.
And then from there, that's whenever I transitioned to, full-time civilian life.
Mm, okay. So coming back, did you know what you wanted to do? Because I know that's kind of hard for some veterans coming back.
It is. And for me, because Houston is, the old capital of the world, then I was looking at being a project manager in the oil and gas industry. And so that's what I did. I actually was a PM for a service provider, oil and gas service provider, and did that for 5 years. And then all tanked and so there were massive layoffs and everything. And so like other veterans, just trying to figure out, okay, what am I going to do now? And, very fortunate, reached out to some resources in the Houston area that connected me with, with great organizations. And then I got a phone call from the Lone Survivor Foundation. They were looking for a director of donor relations, someone who's going to go out, give speeches, increase the awareness of what our mission is, as well as help raise funds for our programs.
Wow. So that also didn't happen by accident.
No, I've been heavily engaged in the promoting, you know, our currently serving veterans and their families for well over 15, 20 years now. And so I'm pretty well connected. There's something that's a large event that's going on in Houston. I usually have some way of a, you know, connection with as far as helping support, organize it, execute, et cetera. So I'm pretty well known in the Houston area as far as being an advocate for military and veterans. So right. It was, you know, they looked at it as far as a good fit of what they wanted.
Okay. Wow. So let's dive into Lone Survivor Foundation. How long has it been in existence?
Last year was our 10-year anniversary. Wow. We celebrated. Wow. Congratulations. So, you know, 11 years now. And that was founded by Marcus Luttrell when he came back from his combat tours. He realized that, you know, in addition to physical therapy, that the people returning from combat were also going to need help with their mental health. So that was the vision. That's how he started the foundation. He is the founder and the chairman of the board.
Wow. So whenever you started the donor relations, that was your title back then, and that's your title now.
Correct.
So how long have you been doing this?
About 3.5 years.
Three
now.
And a half years. Okay. And so you said you were involved in veterans way well before this.
Yes.
Correct. And so this is how you got your foot in. The Lone Survivor Foundation goal and mission statement, what is that?
So what we do is we're here to help those who are suffering from the invisible injuries of war. You know, combat veterans and their families. It affects the entire, you know, family. So what we do, if they're suffering from the symptoms of post-traumatic stress, mild traumatic brain injury, or chronic pain, then we will let them come through our program. We'll bring first the veteran will go through, then we'll bring them, invite them back with their spouse or significant other, and then again their school-aged children. And we have two locations, one here in Texas and one in Fayetteville, North Carolina, we just opened up. And all that is done at no cost to the veteran. We'll give them the airline tickets, pick them up, you know, the therapy, the place to sleep, 3 hot meals a day, and all that at no cost.
So y'all are a true nonprofit.
Correct.
Okay.
That's nice. Spike, is there any annual events that the Lone Star Foundation participate locally or nationally?
So what we do is we have a couple of sponsored events by Lone Survivor Foundation.
Okay.
And we have a clay shoot that's coming up actually this Saturday in Katy, Texas. And then next year, we do have two golf tournaments. One is going to be in April at Black Horse, and then we have one at Blue Jack National, which, if for those who are golfers, probably know, you know, have heard of that location.
Oh, yeah.
And we're going to be there in June of next year.
So how do y'all advertise for that?
So we do is primarily is on our social media. So that includes our website, our different platforms as far as Facebook, LinkedIn, et cetera, that we push that out.
Okay. Are there any other things that maybe y'all want to do in the near future that maybe on a bigger scale nationally?
Well, actually, what we do is there are a lot of what we call third-party events.
Okay.
If somebody contacts and says, hey, we want to put on an event, you know, we're going to put on a 5K or we're going to do this fundraiser, and then there's an agreement with them that, you know, we help work with them as far as what I do is if they need assistance on the development or, you know, the brainstorming side. But in essence, they own the event. And depending on the size of the event is, you know, if I'm able to attend.
So you said you had two locations.
Yes.
North Carolina and here in Huntsville.
Correct.
How many full-time employees do y'all have?
There's only approximately 9 full-time employees. Wow. The majority of our people that are therapists are contractors. Okay. And so that's a way that we can get the best use of the donor dollars and provide the services that we offer.
So looking at the numbers, how many people can you serve?
So for example, each program is 5 days long. And they'll be flown in either to Houston or to Fayetteville, and then we pick them up. And actually next year we're increasing the program to a 6-day program. But so think of each one being a week long.
Okay.
Right? And from there, if it's an individual, the veteran, then approximately 8 to 10. And then if it's couples, then it's probably, you know, that can go up to about 12. And then for families, that can be up to 16. So, and there's a couple of constraints you have. One is the location, right? These are relaxing environments. You know, it's a house that they're able, that they're staying in. And because we need the environment to be relaxing so that they feel comfortable. And so you just have a restriction on space. And the other thing is we're trying to do as much as one-on-one. There's several things that we offer during our programs, you know, group sessions, individual sessions. There's actually a combat yoga that is specific to do with veterans that, you know, who are suffering from chronic pain, and also accelerated resolution therapy. So, you know, the number of staff members plus them, because once they're there, then everybody stays at the location.
Oh, wow. So how many volunteers do y'all have? Have volunteers?
We have volunteers, but our volunteer base looks different than most, because since they're going through therapy, then now everything's covered under federal HIPAA laws. So we can't have any volunteers there, but we have volunteers at, for example, at our clay shoot or at a golf tournament. You know, so that's how we utilize our golf tournament, utilize our volunteers, and you know, potentially they increase their awareness. You know, they share information on their social media.
Right.
So
just volunteer-wise and the clay shoot, the golf tournament, how can people, give back just in that?
So what I would suggest is go to our website, lonesurvivorfoundation.org. And then it says ways to give back is one of the tabs. And then on the bottom there is volunteer. And that's where you sign up. And then once you do, then we have you in our database, and then we send information out whenever we have volunteer opportunities, for example, like a clay shoot or something like that.
How long has the clay shoot been going on?
This is actually the first one we put on. Yes, okay. It's the first one. And it looks like it's going to be a success. We got quite a few teams that signed up, and we got some great sponsors. So we appreciate that, and we're looking forward to, you know, once we get it behind us, then, you know, look at that and see how we can improve, you know, the following year. That's what you always try to do.
Oh, yeah. The golf tournament next year, how many people are you projecting, or how many people would you like?
Well, for Black Horse, we sold out, and that's 144 players.
Oh, wow.
So we sold that out in record time.
Oh, wow.
And then Blue Jack. It's 100 players, and the responses we're getting back, we're going to sell out on that as well.
So let's turn it over, guys. Buffalo Nation, we're going to turn it over to Cornhole now.
Cornhole, yeah.
Okay. All right.
Let's see what Spike knows about Cornhole.
Yeah. So, Jaime, give him the first question.
Okay. Have you ever heard of American Cornhole League, Spike? You ever heard of it?
Not the league.
I
didn't realize there was a league until we talked.
Did you realize that there were actually pro Cornhole players?
And number two, yeah, I did not know that. Yeah.
So, what is your experience with cornhole, if you have any?
It's tailgating, maybe a local drinking establishment.
Yeah. I think that's how we all started playing cornhole.
I think that's how we all started, right? And obviously, you know, it's big, it's popular.
Yes.
I think.
Maybe somebody will correct me if I'm wrong, but I think it's one of the fastest growing sports in America, which is crazy to think about, honestly. Mm-hmm. There's 256 pros nationwide. Yeah. And so, you know,
you're
luckily,
sitting next to two of them.
Luckily, you know, not to sound, you know, but you're sitting next to two of them. We're the Houston's first doubles team. So we're pretty excited about that. So the really great thing with you being here is that we're going to talk about us being a major supporter of Lone Survivor Foundation.
Yes.
You know, stuff happens for a reason, and I think it was just fate that brought us together, and we couldn't be more honored to help you know, whatever we can help with the Lone Survivor Foundation. So let's get into that. I mean, we're gonna try to do, you know, some bags. We're gonna try to do some boards, maybe. We're gonna have a line, a Lone Survivor line, and so anything that we sell, those products, you know, there will be a donation given to the Lone Survivor Foundation. It'll be a year-round thing, and so hopefully it'll be ongoing for a very, very long time.
Well, I'll tell you what. First of all, I want to say thank you, and say thank you to the company and those who go out and buy the product, right, that go out and buy the Lone Survivor Foundation line. That right there, a donation being made to the foundation to enable us to continue our mission. And again, we do that at no cost to the veterans because of companies and people like you who are saying that we're going to help our combat veterans.
Yeah. I mean, it's very, very special. I mean, you have people, I mean, it doesn't matter how long you served, because, I mean, correct me if I'm wrong, like, maybe the term does affect you a little bit more, but I mean, if you come back after 2 years and you need help, I mean, it's just the same as somebody come back from 20 years and you need help.
Right.
Exactly. I mean, the key is they served.
Right.
That's it. That's what matters. You served, and something that, you know, also in addition to your announcement, I like to announce as well, is that the Lone Survivor Foundation, we now open up the programs to non-combat veterans, because there are veterans who, you know, like you said, those who may not have been exactly in the combat zone, but experienced trauma. And so we have now opened that up, that if, as long as you served in the military, and it doesn't matter when you served, you know, we've had Vietnam era veterans come through our program that wow. They're now eligible. And again, we, you know, invite them back with their family, you know, as far as spouse and also their school age children, because it affects the entire family unit.
Oh, most definitely. So we talk about all these events. Let's talk about maybe, and this isn't something that's a foreseen event, not a for sure thing, but maybe a Lone Survivor cornhole tournament.
I'm all for it. I'm all for it. As long as y'all are ringers on my team, then I'm good with that.
So, I mean, to my knowledge, and maybe you can correct me if I'm wrong, have you ever been, has anybody ever supported you in the cornhole community?
We have not actually had a tournament that you know, was donations were made to Lone Survivor Foundation. I've seen others, and I've always been interested. You know, so now it looks like I'm in now.
Oh yeah.
So
got to get him some set of bags. He needs some bags.
Huh? Oh, yeah. I mean, I think we can work something out. So you think that the Lone Survivor Foundation would be open to a cornhole tournament, maybe at Lone Stars Foundation? I mean,
so what I would say is, you know, obviously we got to pick the venue, correct. Right? Huntsville is kind of a, you know, bit of a drive there. But if you have a venue here in the greater Houston area, and y'all put that on, and obviously y'all have the contacts, right?
Oh, yeah. Right.
With the community, yes, we would. You know, I mean, it's like, I think we're shaking right now, right? Yeah, I think we just agreed that yeah there's gonna be a tournament here.
Well, so the crazy thing is that cornholers, they're crazy. I mean, Houston is so big, obviously, right? Mm-hmm. And so they'll travel. Hour and a half. I mean, we
wow.
just to play cornhole,
right? Just the other what weekend we went to Corpus to go play, mm-hmm. and that's a regular thing. I mean, that's a no brainer for us.
Yeah.
So you go to San Antonio, Dallas. I mean, for something like this, for the Lone Survivor Foundation and what it represents, I mean, I think it's a no brainer.
Oh yeah. You
know. Oh, I can see, you know, different tournaments held in, you know, the different cities around Texas. And then, of course, I would have to travel and go to those.
Oh, yeah, and, definitely.
you know, and then see that. That would be amazing. And that then, would be great.
You know, North Carolina is a big, big cornhole state, too. So
really?
I definitely think that they would come out there and support y'all. I have no doubt about it.
Excellent.
Yeah, it'd be a nice little trip for us, too.
Oh, yeah, especially with the ACL headquarters located in South Carolina.
Yeah. Spike, I want to thank you for coming on the show. Like I said, I think this is one of my favorite shows just because of what it means. the support that we're going to give y'all and the support y'all are going to show us, it means the world to us. We're kind of putting, you know, our money where our mouth is. We've always said we want to support our veterans, and this is us doing it. So how can people donate? How can they monetarily donate to the Lone Survivor Foundation?
Well, if you go to our website, lonesurvivorfoundation.org, it has shows of multiple ways how you can donate. You can either donate at one time, monthly. You can start an online fundraiser. So there's multiple ways there. The other thing you can do is if you can contact me directly. And my email is first initial J, last name Garcia, G-A-R-C-I-A, at lonesurvivorfoundation.org. And you can contact me directly. If you thinking about it, I want to put on an event, you know, from there I can guide you through the process. And if you need help with some brainstorming, I can help you with that as well. So
okay. So guys, don't worry. You don't have to rewind this. We'll put all the content, you know, on the YouTube channel. We'll make sure that it's you know, up there, and it'll stay up there. And hopefully people do contact you, because every single day people deal with this, right? And
correct.
And it's a daily thing for you and for the veterans that go through it. I mean, we're super blessed to have people like you to serve 26 years. I mean, you know, I'm 34, so that's, you know, 3/4 of my life. So I'm very honored to be sitting next to you, and thank you for what y'all do.
Well, I appreciate, you know, y'all coming on board and supporting the foundation. You're helping us to continue the mission that Marcus set out, you know, to, you know, let's not quit on those who did not quit on us.
Absolutely.
So we appreciate that.
Yep. So, guys, today is Veterans Day, and so make sure that one thing that maybe people don't know, what's the difference between Veterans Day and Memorial Day?
So the difference between the two is Veterans Day is to say thank you for those who served. Memorial Day is honoring those who are no longer with us.
Okay.
You know,
okay.
They either died in combat or, you know, have passed away. And so that's really the significance between the two.
So right. Guys, Veterans Day is today. So make sure you go and thank a veteran if you know them. If you don't, Facebook, Instagram, social media, I know everybody's on it. Thank a veteran, you know, right. put a post out there. Buffalo Nation, we're coming fast with this Lone Survivor line. We're not sure what we're going to call it, but I know that we are going to be a proud supporter. We're going to be putting a lot of stuff out there with the Lone Survivor Foundation. You know, all our graphics team, our media team is top notch. And so I have no doubt that everybody's just going to love the product. So, Spike, thank you so much again. We appreciate it.
Thank
Spike,
you.
Thank you very much for joining us.
All right. Thank you, Buffalo Nation.
Thanks, Buffalo Nation.
See ya.